Hi, good morning from my place. And I'm stoked. So this is the first episode, and I think we should introduce ourselves just like real quick. Hi, everyone listening. I'm Mara, and together with me is my friend. Please introduce yourself, please.
I go by many names, but Raven is one of them, so.
Okay, hi Rave. Okay, Babs. I call him Babs too. So, the main reason why we're doing this podcast is because, one day I had this idea that, we should definitely record some stuff because we do, video calls, a lot, all the time. And since we're on a lockdown, we can't really go anywhere. Di man may kalakaw-lakaw, no? So, I decided that, you know what? Maybe a podcast or a live stream would be fun together with friends. And that's how I kind of came up with the idea. And then, of course, I can't really do a podcast alone because it's too embarrassing for me. I can't even do those type of stuff, But that's why I dragged my friends into it, and I think it got everyone excited. Gave us a
Definitely,
reason
I agree.
do some stuff. Okay, so that's that. That's for a little bit of the background to why I decided to, or suggested to make a podcast. So, for today's topic, we decided to tackle a little bit of something that's, I think, it's kind of usually talked about in social media, and it might also come to people as offensive, but we're just gonna talk about this lightly, and it's just for fun. So, Babs, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just busy.
Okay, because you're playing Wizards 101 on a podcast recording.
No. Wait, I'm actually I broke it off with my partner because I respect you, so I was like, "Hey, I'm about to go off because I'm about to sleep, even though I'm not actually gonna sleep." I just said that.
Okay, I respect that. So you left a man so that you can record a podcast with your friend. What a loyal bitch. Okay.
Wait, no, I didn't fully leave yet. I'm still talking to him.
Okay. So you
Still in the
gotta
process.
talk. Okay. Anyway, so for today's topic, we had no idea what to talk about, first of all. And then, I decided to just go on Google and search why are Filipino dramas, so lame. Because
Oh my
honestly,
God.
if you compare it to American dramas, especially
And
Korean dramas,
Korean.
like yeah, Korean dramas, like oh my God, like what are Filipino dramas? You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, I kind of grew out of it, like Filipino dramas. And I have
You know
nothing,
what
we
the
have
funny thing is
nothing.
that You know what? The funny thing is that most Filipino dramas are like terrible. But like I know that there are some like terrible dramas here in Ireland and like America or whatever. But mostly they are good. But like in the Philippines, like mostly they are bad. Which is, which is like, what are we thinking? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. So for me personally, I think there's a good drama out there that I probably just haven't, seen. But for the most part, the mainstream dramas that I've seen, it's just it just gets old, it's repetitive. But I have nothing. We have nothing against the actors or the directors or anything like
Oh
that,
yeah,
just to be
Angeloxine,
clear.
we love you. We love you, Angeloxine.
I know, right? Angel Oxine is just like out there, you know, pushing through, and you know, I sometimes hope that she's actually Darna.
Oh, was she, so that, is she Darna, Babs? Like, is she the actress for Darna?
She was the actress for Darna.
Oh, before. My God.
Yeah, oh, we love Darna, even if Darna's a little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But we love
her. She's Wonder Woman, right? Like, Filipino Wonder Woman?
I think. Yeah, kind of like that. Okay, So anyway, going back to the thing, we searched, and then I found this link. And then literally, like, the first, like, the headline, it's like, damn, comma, Philippine TV dramas are terrible, exclamation mark. Like, this is, like, does this person have an issue or what? Okay. But, in the first, like, in the article, it really says here that Filipino television dramas really suck. So he really emphasizes that. You get only less than 15 minutes of airtime per episode, while you get more than 15 to 20 minutes of commercial advertisements of crappy products or services during that program's time slot.
Oh, you went there.
No, he went there, the writer of the article.
Yeah, oh, I know, God. Exactly. Oh my God.
But yeah, that's kind of true though. Like, I remember before when I was watching, like, I was still a fan, quote unquote, a fan of, you know, dramas, like Filipino dramas before. Like, there's just a lot of commercials, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. So, moving on, here are the reasons why the writer of the article thinks that Filipino dramas are bad. So, reason number one, or reason A, the poor boy or girl protagonist meets the rich girl or boy and they fall for each other. Okay, so this is very relevant at any type of dramas, actually, like Crazy Rich Asian, right?
Oh yeah, but, true, actually. Yeah.
Right? I haven't seen the movie. Do you think it was good though, Crazy Rich Asians?
I liked it, but like I definitely wouldn't rewatch it again, but like my mom loves it though. Probably because she actually bought like the actual CD for it. Like the actual and she even bought like a DVD player, Babs. Like, are you joking?
It's on Netflix.
No, because she watched it like last year, and maybe it wasn't like on Netflix last year. Because
Netflix. You weren't on Netflix last year, were you?
I was. I was watching Castlevania, remember?
Okay. Anyway, going back to Filipino dramas. Yeah. It's just like, I feel like that type of story plotting is just very common in dramas. Yeah, it's so overused. I mean, ginagamit man po na siya sa Hollywood or with gay dramas in particular too. Like, that's very used there as well. But
yeah, Boys Over Flowers. Think,
yeah, I know, right? Boys Over Flowers, like Meet Your Garden. Taiwanese drama. Also, it's basically the same drama.
I don't mind the rich poor trope if it's done well. Like, I feel like Boys Over Flowers is done well. Like, for me, okay. I mean, I've rewatched it like a million times. I mean, not a million, but like a couple of like movies and like shows that I would like, you know, like that uses that trope that I actually like. It's like Princess and the Pauper. Because they use that trope.
The Barbie.
At the same time, you know, they're best friends, but that trope was still applied. And they did it so beautifully. Like, oh my gosh.
I know. So the problem here is definitely the execution.
Yes.
You know, That's a main
and
problem.
That's the problem of our country in general.
Okay, you went there. Okay. You went there. Well, that's also my problem because I don't execute well in life. So that's everybody's problem. We have to fix that. Okay, so the second reason here, it says the rich versus the poor scenarios is always the open or hidden theme. Yes, that's so true. Like, people are just like, you know, rich versus poor, and everybody's gonna be rooting for the poor girl because she's poor. It's just repetitive, and it's too, you know, it just gets tiring. So that's that. And for the second, for the third reason, the downridden / abuse protagonist rises up against his or her oppressors / enemies / abusers and gets sweet revenge. Oh my god, this is so true.
That's so like, Wattpad as
well. Yeah, that's so Wattpad as well. Like, I remember before, I wasn't really like a fan of Wattpad, but I went through a phase as well that, you know, I was still reading books and stuff. And like, this is like so common. Like, and just, it's so common in any writing in general, but then again, the execution, you know, and how to make that interesting. Like, Kadena Ginto. Yeah, Kadena Ginto is like literally this. Like, she was raped and then she married her, she marries her rapist, and then, yeah. Like, that's like the, that's like so, so disgusting. And she had no idea that that man was her rapist, you know. And then she gets into a fight with basically her daughter-in-law. Is that a thing? Not really. I don't know. Her daughter, her stepdaughter. Okay. So she gets into a fight with Daniela, basically her stepdaughter. And then that's how the plot became so twisted. And then they kept on like extending it. And then I really had a feeling that she got her revenge. I think she got her revenge. And then, you know, the good thing about it though is, yeah, I know, right? They really have to, or else the ratings will go down. The good thing about that show is that it was actually kind of entertaining because, like, you know, it's just like, it's just everywhere. Like, the plot is just everywhere, and, you know, yeah. I mean, not like everywhere. It's just that, what do you call this? And it's just too much. It's too exaggerated. And the lines are pretty funny, and, like, you know. That's why a lot of people loved it.
Yeah, I know, right? And also what I hate about like that trope is that, you know, when, you know, like the revenge stories, right? Usually it's like a, when it's a woman, right? Like, they usually portray the not like other girls type of woman. Like, you know, the woman who doesn't wear makeup, the woman who's not really feminine, is boyish, and gets a makeover and all of a sudden becomes feminine and graceful and elegant, and I'm just like, okay, like, and literally Babs, that always happens, like Miss Piggy, sure, the wallflower, etc. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, can we just have a protagonist who wears makeup, who's feminine and gets bullied? Like, literally everybody gets bullied, like, come on, like, it doesn't matter. Like, people that's will literally true, find anything to bully you. Like, you will literally be like freaking like Chris Evans and they would still bully you. Like, you can't,
I know, right? I mean, Chris Evans probably still got some hate, you know, from people, but that's that. I mean, if you have America's ass and you still get hate, like, don't expect that you won't get hate if you don't have America's ass. So. Okay, so the next one is someone is always having an affair with someone else.
Oh my gosh. That's literally in every drama.
That's basically, there's this It's a GMA drama. Ika-anim na utos, I think that's the title.
Yeah, and then I don't basically, know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you probably don't know it, but the guy is cheating and stuff like that. And then there was a scene. There was a scene when Georgia was like having like a breakdown or something. Like she claims that she was gonna shoot them or something like that. But do you know the gun that she was holding, Babs?
Okay.
She was holding a freaking Nerf gun. Like, they didn't even paint the freaking Nerf gun. It was so, it's like color green and like orange and stuff like that. Like, they didn't even paint it to make it look like a real gun or something. Like, they didn't even try. It's funny though.
Oh my god. Like,
why would you use that? But yeah, they also
we also like ask for it though. Like, for some reason Filipinos love drama. Like, we literally love to see people fight. Like, I don't know, that's probably why our dramas are like, you know, like full of
so
like
so intense and exaggerated. Yeah, that's true. Our dramas are feisty.
Yeah. God. Like here, like they literally don't like their dramas are literally like not about fights, which is for me boring, okay? Like, I don't know why. I don't know.
Like, I guess like even if we find Filipino dramas lame, we still watch it for the drama. Like, we love the drama. Like, you know, we get so hypocritical with ourselves. We're always like, oh my god, Filipino dramas are so lame. You're watching that? But then you actually get interested because you actually get hooked with the drama.
Yeah.
And you love it.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, and also, like, if you watch the drama and then, like, you find, like, a funny thing, like, for example, the Nerf gun, you'll just laugh at it, you know?
I laugh every time, Babs, because it's really so like the sound effect, Babs, like, you know, like when they cut to a scene, it's like, tish, tish, like there's literally explosions. I'm just like, okay, what explosions? What the hell is wrong with that?
It's so true. And also like the visual effects. Oh my god.
Oh my yes. Like the zoom in, zoom out.
Not talking
thing,
about
like...
that.
Imagine Riverdale with that, Babs. Like, it'll make it so much worse. No, it'll actually make it better. It'll make it funny. You know Riverdale, right?
Oh, Riverdale. Okay. You were kind of cutting.
Riverdale with that edit. Like,
talk slowly.
Yeah. Sorry, Babs. No, because I'm laughing. Because I'm literally, everybody hates. Well, not everybody.
Like, you're kind of cutting. On Riverdale. Yeah. Hold on.
I'm kind of cutting. Okay. Am I okay now?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Imagine Riverdale without cutting, though. Like, Riverdale right now is getting, like, a bad reputation. And I feel like with that edit, like, I feel like it would save Riverdale because it would turn it into a comedy. I don't know. Just a suggestion.
So you're saying that bad visual effects, like Filipino visual effects, can save Riverdale because it'll make it comedic?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, Riverdale's just like all over the place. I remember before when I was watching like the first season, it was definitely nice. It was good. Mm. And then second season, like the latter parts, it just became messy. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna handle this anymore. This is like Gossip Girl to another level. Okay. Oh my god. I'm like, I'm a Filipino. Of course I love the drama, you know? Like, I live for that. That's like the reason why I enjoyed Riverdale on the first season. But then like the drama became like all over the place. Like the Gargoyle King and like stuff like that. I was like, oh my god, I'm so done with this. But yeah, that's that. So for the next reason, I'm not gonna read it because it's very offensive, I think. So the next one is a kidnapping incident usually occurs. That's true. There's always like someone getting kidnapped. And then Yeah, somebody gets kidnapped and then they get saved or what, or like for example, like this person is like rich and then this person is rich and then Ashe Kundra and stuff like that and they get kidnapped, you know, for revenge. It's always like the plot of the thing. But yeah. Okay, so another reason is that there is always an orphan or love child slash bastard character.
Yeah, that's true.
That is kind of true though. Like, I mean, what can you do? Like, if there's always an affair in the plot, you know, there's gonna be a love child.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. Why do we watch that?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, oh my gosh, I thought you were like gone.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like it disconnected for a while. Okay. And for the last one, the last reason is that all the above, like all the stuff that, you know, we talk about, all of the above combined in the plot. So, yeah, that's true. Like everything.
Wait, I also want to add another one.
Huh?
I feel like I also want to add another reason.
Okay.
Quality is definitely better than quantity. And these Filipino shows, they literally release an episode every single day, Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like instead of releasing episodes every single day, they should focus on like the quality more and releasing it every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, just and focus on the plot, etc., etc., and the effects. And yeah.
Mm, yeah. I think that's
the worst part is that I don't think that will change soon because that's what the Filipinos are used to. And if you change that, then it's going to be so weird.
True. It would be weird if you change it. And I think that's also like the reason why it's harder for directors or writers to actually make the drama much more interesting because they really have to, you know, extend it as much as they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to adapt to the Filipino taste.
Yeah, true. And then they have to like write if the ratings are like good, they really have to extend the whole thing. And it runs for like what, a year? Like, oh my god, Cardo is still alive. But
oh yeah, my mom said that. She was like, oh my gosh, ang probinsyano buhi pa.
I know, right? Like, di ba naabay probinsyano ka tumihawa ka dere sa Philippines?
Yeah, and the worst part is that the Provinciano started when we were in grade 8, Tabs.
Exactly. But then again, you know, their network got shut down. So I guess that's the death of Cardo for now, if they don't get that resolved. But like, imagine if ABS-CBN wasn't, you know, shut it down. Will Cardo even die? Like, oh my god. Somebody.
Oh my gosh, I swear. Martin is rich.
I know, right? I wonder how much he gets per episode.
Sana all, indeed. Mm-hmm. Wait, I actually want to Google that. I'm so curious. How much do Filipino actors earn per episode?
Yeah. I feel like they're rich.
Okay, I'm gonna take a screenshot.
Okay, send it to me.
An entry level actor, actress with 3 years of experience earns an average salary of 182,000 pesos.
Wow. Wow. Sana all. That's why they're so rich. That's why they have cars.
Yeah, true. And imagine Cardo. Oh my god.
I feel like he's already gotten like a million from Provinciano. Probably more than that.
Definitely. And we're not even gonna include like the sponsorships. Oh my gosh.
I know, right? The sponsorships are like a different thing. Who's the sponsor niya? I remember like a food sponsorship, I think. Or like a promotion kind of thingy.
And definitely Kojic soap. I feel like everybody is like, I feel like everybody gets sponsored with Kojic soap.
Kojic soap.
Like, I remember like little. Yeah, I don't know. Probably, yeah.
Okay. So, oh, yeah. It's a little bit of a funny story here at home, but we have somebody here at home and he always uses Kojic. So, whenever he goes out, he usually carries an umbrella. So, that's that. But...
Oh, darling, just wear sunscreen. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but, you know.
But...
We don't have sunscreen here. We can't afford.
I mean, that's... Oh, yeah. Gosh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Also, like about like a month ago, since we're on the Kojic topic, not a month ago, like back in February, I think I bought like the Kojic soap because like I was like, you know what, I want my old skin color to go back because my skin still hasn't recovered from my grade 10 days. Like, literally, yeah. Grade 10, mag-CAT me, and then, like, bulad sa init, and then it's so hot. And I became so tan, like, burnt tan. I didn't even like it. Like, ugh. So, I bought Kojic, and I think it kind of helped, you know? Or not really, I don't know. But...
Bubs, fun fact, Kojic is actually banned in Korea, in America, and here.
Why?
In Europe. Because it's actually one of the most dangerous ingredients for skin lightening because it causes skin dermatitis and it kills your melanin. That's why it makes you white, because it literally kills your color and that's so dangerous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was about to say, like, melanin is like the color, right? Like the pigment.
Yeah. So it's banned here because I wanted to get that and then the people literally, they didn't know and they were like, what's kojic acid? I was like, because 2 years ago I had a lot of acne and I wanted to try everything. I was like, you know what? It's time for me to do kojic acid. Let's just go. So I went to the pharmacy first, the Irish pharmacy, and then I asked for kojic acid and they said, girl, we don't know what that is. Like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, okay. Then I went to the Filipino store in Dublin. When we went and they were like, oh, bawal po mag-ano ng kojic dito, they're banyo ingredient, blah, blah. I was like, oh, holy shit.
Kojic is everywhere here. Everybody wants to be white in the Philippines, in a very hot country.
Which is sad.
Huh?
Which is sad, you know? Yeah. Like, just...
Boy. I sometimes find it funny because, like, in books, like, the way they describe Filipinos are like, kayumanggi ang balat, you know, like, itim ang buhok, and like, stuff like that. And then, like, if you're, like, the Filipino standard for beauty is, like, you have to have, like, black hair, and your hair has to be straight. That's why everybody gets a rebond, or, like, you know, magpa-rebond sila. They get their hair rebonded. And then, like, you know, but the thing is, like, we always see a lot of people that are naturally kayumanggi, but then the stereotypes of, like, the beauty standards, you know, suggest that you should have fair skin, which is funny because literally, we're naturally kayumanggi. Not for me, though, because I'm naturally whiter than the usual skin tone. But for others, it's like, you know, like, you're kayo mangge, like just embrace that, you know, it's nothing to be hated about.
Just be proud of your skin, honestly. And the white people here, they also tan, which is so dangerous. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I don't even know white people. It, like, why is tanning a thing? just get makeup and make your skin darker. Like, relax.
Yeah, but like, you can't do that for your whole body.
No, Babs, you actually can. It's, you know, spray tan.
Oh, yeah, but like, what I meant is like, you know, you can't do that like every single time you went out. Or if you go out, oh, you know, you can't like, let me just apply.
Dedication.
Huh?
Dedication.
Wow.
I mean, if I wanted to be tan, I would like literally spray myself every single day. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? My classmate actually does that, Babs. And she said the worst part about it is that she has to take a bath. No, she has to take a shower before she gets to bed because it literally stains everything. I was like,
wow, dedication. That's the word.
Yeah, true. She doesn't do it every day though. She only does it when literally like she feels like it. And we're like, bitch, like you're literally like, we know you're white. Anyway, she's like, bitch, I just wanna wear this. Like, relax. She's like, okay, gee.
So yeah.
Oh well.
What can we do, you know? It's like the preference of people. It's funny because like us, we're naturally like Filipinos are naturally tan, but then we want to be whiter. And not everybody though, but mostly like the beauty standard. And then like Americans, they're naturally white, but then they want to be tanner because they're too white.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's the problem there. But, you know, that's how the world goes. And wow, it's been 30 minutes, Babs. Wow.
I wonder, yeah. I'm getting sleepy too, but, you know, just a warning. And I wonder who's actually listening, like, you know, this far. Like, I hope, like, somebody listens this far. Like, I hope.
Oh my god. I don't really even care if somebody listens to this or not. I just want to do it, you know? Like, why not upload our conversations on the internet and then look back at it or like listen to it and be like, damn, what were we talking about?
We literally went from one thing to another.
I know. We went from dramas to Kojic soap to beauty standards to tanning. This podcast is everywhere. This is what you get when you're in the lockdown.
I know. And anyways, I'm getting sleepy, Babs.
Okay, so we're gonna end this. Okay. So
thank you guys.
Okay, thank you for listening, and yeah, see you on the next episode of the Close In Teens. Bye.
Thank you, Babs. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's our podcast, to be fair. Okay. Okay, anyway, let's just end this. Bye.
Bye-bye.